Are you using all these ones?
No.
Raymond Hayes sits at his kitchen table. He's dealing out a deck of cards with pictures of aliens, warships, and magical creatures.
Okay, so we're gonna roll to see who goes first.
I win.
I got a one.
Five. Then we each draw five cards.
Rusty stares intently into his hand.
So now Rusty has three actions on his turn. An action is moving with a character, attacking with a character, or playing a spell or upgrade card out of your hand.
Rusty moves first, and I ask them how they came to be playing their own game this summer day. These two brothers grew up in Wrangell, and as kids, they played a lot of board games. Now they've decided to create their own. Their game is called War Command. It started as a glimmer of an idea in Raymond's head over a year ago. He came up with the idea for a game that mixes a number of different genres.
Our game mixes fantasy-style characters with sci-fi-style characters, which is much more challenging than I anticipated when we did that at first.
It uses dice, both 6- and 12-sided, a stack of cards, and a board. They never plan to have War Command go in the direction it's taken.
We didn't even think this game would go to tabletop. We thought that we would be releasing it as a little app on an iPhone.
Rusty says he always liked Raymond's idea for the game, but never thought it would get off the ground.
I've been programming games since I was like in 9th grade or so, and I think when Raymond first came to me with this game idea, all I said was like, that's a really great idea, Raymond, but that's just too big. You'll never get that done. And then he came to me with the team kind of more put together in a more serious game design document. I was like, oh my God, well, we have to move on this now.
The War Command team consists of the Hayes brothers, a PR person and graphic designer, an art director, and 17 illustrators from around the world, some from as far away as Malaysia. The team took War Command to the Salt Lake City, Utah-based gamers convention called SaltCon. They presented it as a mobile app, but they also brought along a demo tabletop board game so other gamers could test it out in person. And they say they were amazed by the response. The feedback on the tabletop version was so positive, they decided to launch a physical form of the game first. That's what they're trying to do now. Last week, Rusty and Raymond launched their online Kickstarter campaign. They hope to get enough interest to fund the first making and distribution of War Command. Rusty says if they don't get enough money to make the tabletop game this summer, they'll still be releasing the mobile app early next year.
But if the Kickstarter succeeds, it'll be nice because we'll probably be able to preempt that a little bit and have the game board and stuff in stores around holiday season, and then the app available right after.
And he says I should stop asking them questions so they can actually finish the game. It's bad enough waiting for a normal game, but when the competition is between two brothers who are also the designers, well, let me tell you, the tension is high. Rusty's characters are cornered at the edge of the board. Raymond's commander is making an advance. He picks up the dice, rolls, and...
Ah!
Ooh. So 14 on a 9.
14 on a 9, I just won.
Better luck next time, Rusty. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.